Shattering norms, reawakening authenticity through conversation. This is Escape to Self with Tayo Ishola and Jennifer Myra.
Oh, my dear, that is from 1922. No one's living like that these days. Are you
Oh,
kidding?
Hell no. I would not be made to feel less than I am, less of a person because I decided to break away from societal norms.
You're on to the Escape to Self podcast with Jennifer Myra and Tayo Ishola. Stay tuned.
Okay.
I mean, okay, Tayo, what was that laugh?
Because I know somebody's about to kill it.
Okay. Okay, I'm glad you think that highly of me. What's up, girl?
How's it going? Girl, it's all right. It's all right. You know, taking it one day at a time. Can't complain.
I'm doing the same, and I'm like getting high out of water right now, just like consuming more and more water. And just, you notice
Me
how your
too.
Mouth kind of gets dry when you're talking like nonstop.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of doing better with my hydration.
That's good. That's good. I had a walk today, a long walk. It was much needed.
Yeah, but you've been doing that walk for a long time, right? Like for a minute.
Yeah, I have. But the thing is, since the corona lockdown and things like that, I basically haven't been going out much. Just to kind of avoid it. But I kind of felt like I could do it again. So.
All right. You know.
Yes, ma'am. So tell me, hit me with the topic.
Yeah. Okay, I'll hit you with a topic, but first I have to greet our people, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Hi, guys. You're on today Escape to Self podcast with Jennifer Myra and Tayo Ishola, okay? We always want to remind y'all where y'all are at, you know?
Yes.
Because we know there are lots of little podcasts out there, but we want to be sure that you're in the right place, okay?
Of course.
All right. So today, Tayo and I are going to be talking about forgiving the sins of the parents, right? Or another way to say it is forgiveness as it pertains to parents. You know, I mean, that's the topic. So, I mean, I don't know who wants to, I mean, Tyler can just jump in or, you know, whatever. What do you guys, you know, how do you forgive a parent who has wronged you? Or, you know, can parents even wrong us? Are we not supposed to just accept whatever they do and take it that is in our best interest? What are some of the things that your mom or your dad can actually do that would make you feel that that they wronged you? Do you, you know, like how do you navigate that space to where you don't want to feel guilty for feeling that they wronged you, right? So that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Yes, ma'am. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Because I feel like we can both really, really relate to this topic.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like anybody can, really, because chances are when you start understanding your own identity, you realize that you have different the way that you think about some things, you know, as far as decision making is concerned, it'll be different from what your parents will think or feel. So chances are, especially the difference in generations, you know, chances are you guys are going to have differing opinions, you know, about certain things. So it means that at some point there might have been some offense taken against one's parents. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, but these offenses now, they could graduate. So some of them could, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, and it could be kind of like in the 4s. Sometimes it's all the way to 10, you know, because it's something that really hurt you and contributed to your foundation being kind of shaky. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for me, I strongly believe, because we always say this, forgiveness is not for the other person, it's for you. So there's no two ways about it. If you want to live whole, if you want to be able to have a clear mind, free of any extra heavy energy, then you're going to have to forgive. Do you have to forget it? No. However, it's important that you're able to have, I strongly believe that everyone should be able to have these conversations with, you know, their parents. Like, hey, I mean, I've done that, you know, with both my parents. I'm so happy that I've been able to do it. And I guess maybe for me, it was easier because I'm not in either of their homes. So,
exactly.
You know, You know what I mean? So it was easier for me to be able to just air it out and not worry about being kicked out.
No, it's true. Yep.
And what's funny is after these conversations were had, I realized, oh my God, I didn't have to hold it on for too long because it wasn't as hard. And, you know, we came back stronger, if anything. Mm. And I think the way that I approached it as well, you know, I didn't go, oh, you did. I just said, you know what? It's not about which parent did what or which parent didn't do what, or, you know, I'm not trying to be like, because of you, I couldn't. But this is how I feel. And I feel like you should have taken a certain level of responsibility about this thing. Blaming the other parent or blaming that one person or blaming that system here and there. I feel like here you could have really, really helped me and guarded me. And I think I could have avoided a lot of falls, you know, if you guys had, you know, so, and it was okay. For one parent, they were more like, oh, I'm so sorry, I apologize. The other parent was like
defensive,
like, yeah, I used to tell you to stay away, or I used to tell you to, but then, you know, it ends up coming to the, okay, let's get, so, you know, you're going to get different reactions, you know, from both people, but it's important for you to be empathetic throughout the journey of whatever conversation, however you're confronting the situation, because you need to. One person might be coming with a lot of pride, and it might be hard for them to agree with you that they actually kind of maybe failed you, you know, somewhere.
It's true. I like it, Ty, and I like how you say empathy, and I like how you say sometimes they might be defensive or what have you. My approach to this topic, you know, it's really personal for me. Because I mean, I don't think we have enough time to finish it on this one episode, honestly. But you know, I'm a mother, I have children, and because of how much I believe I love my children, I find it hard to believe that anything could separate me from my children apart from death. I find it hard to believe that. But the truth is, the circumstances could change. Anything, like sometimes our children, when they are younger, may never truly understand why we make the decisions we make. You know, parents make the decisions based on the resources they have and the knowledge they have. In a country like Nigeria, when you would get divorced, it just depends on the circumstance. They would say, oh, the pikin na papa get him, which means the child belongs to the dad, right?
Right.
In that kind of situation, if a father takes the children away, those children might grow up with resentment, feeling like my mom did not fight for me.
But nobody
is truly seeing it from the mom's point of view of, I wouldn't have had the resources to give you the kind of things your dad would. Like, I made that quote unquote bad decision, which of course the children see it as a poor decision. I made that decision to your betterment. And that's why, you know, so there were some things that my parents have done in the past that me, when I recently started having children, I was like, oh my God, as a mother, I would never do this. So I feel like that's a very ignorant place to come from. Now, if your mother leaves you and starts doing drugs, starts prostituting and this and that, then that's different. And in a way, it's really not different because she is under some sort of condition that does not allow her to think straight, right? So I'm not saying give her a pass, but I'm saying this person is suffering from a disease. So you should... So as much as... Yes, they could do better, or these parents could have made a better decision. This is where we are now. You are now the product of a parent who did not necessarily always make the right decision, but...
Right.
Okay, so here we are. Are we going to keep talking about what they could have done that would have made your life better than it is, or are you going to embrace that that is all part of your journey and then see how you can grow from it? Now, it's easy right. to say things like, oh, grow for me, so this and that. But if you are a girl who, because your mother was absent, made, you know, had you, because of the circumstances she left you in, you end up being a victim of rape, and maybe you are now a baby mama to somebody that don't love you, or maybe her absence created a void in your life, but like, yes, it's not going to be as easy as that to just say, oh, my mom was young, maybe she didn't know, I'll move on. No. I'm not undermining.
Right.
I'm not undermining the pain and everything that you might have gone through because of a mistake your parents made. I'm only saying right. that I feel that as adults who are now awakened, as adults who are now fully aware of who we are, maybe now having children, having families, in order to thrive in the new life that we now live, there has to be a right. way for us to let go of the things our parents did not do or the mistakes they uh-huh. made in order to be able to fully be present today. And we have to see those right. things as part of our journey. Like, we have to see, okay, I'm Jennifer Myro today because of this decision that appeared to be a wrong decision that my mom made, but it really wasn't wrong. It was a part of the divine design
to carve
me to then come around to be this person that's having this conversation right now to minister to yeah. your life to help you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah. So I just wanted us to keep that in mind. Our parents make the decisions they make based upon who they are, where they are at the time they made the decision, and the resources available to them at the time. No matter how grievous, those decisions they made appeared,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
it was all part of what would now become you.
Right.
So, so I think we should forgive our parents, and for those who can have the conversations with their parents, great. For those who cannot, have it with a therapist, have it with a friend who you know has their head screwed on, or just have it with yourself and cry and sit in that pain right. and feel it and be sad about it, but come out on the other side of it.
Right. So true. I totally feel you. And I think it's something I kind of like to, with everything that happens in one's life, the ups, the downs, the everything, I always say, let's say you've been through this very terrible experience, right? Mm-hmm. Or maybe currently going through it. I kind of have to think, I like to think about it as, if there's something that you're supposed to do, a gift you're supposed to give to the universe, by maybe sharing it with people or being a leader, mentor, whatever it is, who are you to tell me what to do if you haven't been through what I've been through?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's a deeper sense of relation in talking to someone who's been through what you've been through. So I feel like in that being part of your journey, it makes your impact even all the more stronger if it's something that you now end up extending to the world. Mm. You know what I mean? So whether it be pain, whether it be growing up in a family that, is broken, or, whatever it is, and what the thing that had to go through in the middle of that situation, it then helped us help other people, so that we don't really go about it like blaming it. It was just the perfect stage for us to become the people that we are today.
Yes.
I strongly believe that at the end of the day, like, we have to look at our parents as human beings as well, human beings that are separate from ourselves, because really they're only just vessels or conduits that bring us into this world, and that's it, and they have a duty, obviously, to help nurture and grow and guide and do all these things. But if they didn't get that either, chances are they don't even know what that works like. And if the system, because we have to acknowledge systems and the systems that society creates. So whether our parents were in Nigeria or they were in the U.S., it kind of would affect the kind of parenting skills that they would employ based on what they're seeing around them.
Absolutely.
And then especially from where we're coming from, parents typically have the mentality that they are Lord. Lord and Savior, you know, so all of the decisions that they'll make would be following that model of lordship and, you know, Savior. So sometimes I don't want to be saved. I just want to be able to cry and have someone that can comfort me and just, you know, I don't need you to try to save me here. I just need you, you know, I want someone to cry, you know, to be my friend. You don't have to be my Lord.
No,
you know, I think yeah, just thinking about that, and then just the fact that that's what we're born into, we have to be able to reason with them as well and see that, you know what, they did the best of what they could do. Like Jennifer, like you said, is they're working with the information they have, they're working with their own, you know, their own limited edition, whatever the heck it is that they box for parenting. That's what they're working with.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. It makes sense. It makes sense. Another point that I would like to raise here is the fact that no matter how wrong you think that decision your parent made or did not make was,
yeah,
sometimes you're never able to get through to them to explain, to have them to understand. Yeah. What you're saying, and sometimes, like I said, it might be their defensiveness, or it might just be that they really truly believe that you don't get it, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes they know that they are wrong. They know that they were wrong. They know that their decision at the time was poor. Other times, they think that it was right, but you're just too much of a child to understand. So I guess it's important to really know the mindset and the state of the person, in this case, your parent, that you are having this conversation with or that you're worrying about. Like me personally, I know that it's going to be very difficult to get through to my dad on certain conversations. So going in there, regardless of what he says, I'm guarded. I cannot be hurt by his feedback, because unless God comes down and changes him, I don't know that he would be that person who would say, oh, my child, I see how this decision could have hurt you, and for that reason I apologize. And he doesn't even need to say I apologize. Like, he could just say, you know, I see now in hindsight, I see how you could have felt. That would be enough for me. So you see, he really wouldn't need to apologize. He just would need to acknowledge that he understands. Yeah. So if I go into that setting and knowing the kind of person my dad is, and believing that my healing comes from his apology, I may never heal.
Yeah.
Because I would never get it, right? And then and another thing is, when I say that our parents make decisions which could be bad, but it's based on what they have in front of them. I will give an example. I was watching a movie, and this boy, his parents divorced, and his mom just kind of separated, and the mom just kind of left, whatever, and she didn't see the boy in a whole year. When time came, after 1 year, she came back, and the boy is, the boy is looking at her and saying, oh, okay, you left me for a whole year. What kind of mother would do that? You know, if I was, you know, if you valued me, if you loved me, you would never leave me. Dad was the only one struggling to raise me for the past year, because this is a boy in high school. So as a mother watching the show, I'm being judgmental as well, right? I'm saying, I mean, for God's sakes, it's not like he's feeding on a bottle where you need like a babysitter to watch him. He's in high school. Wherever you can lay your head, he could have been with you, and he can, you know, like, I'm already judging. And then I had to catch myself. I said, you know what? Let me see what this woman has come back now after a year. Let's hear what she has to say. Maybe she has a good story. Meanwhile, all this while, we're showing the dad being supportive of him, but every time he makes a small mistake, the dad just goes off the handle. Oh, I should have left you like your mother left you. Like, you, I'm seeing that there's something going on with the dad using his care or his parentship to blackmail the son. So I'm like, maybe this man is actually a terrible person. So let's see what happens. Long story short, the woman had had to confess to her son and say, listen, your dad told me that if I would, you know, like, I have to stay away from you. And if I don't stay away from you, he's going to tell you, that's the son, and all the other people around us that I used to be an escort. Like, he was going to embarrass me and disgrace me. So I didn't want you to ever look at me in that kind of light. So I chose to go, to stay away. In hindsight, well, not in hindsight, in other words, her staying away kind of was to protect
him. Was to protect the boy, yeah.
You see? But if the boy is telling the story to somebody else, it would just be the plain old, my mom abandoned me, my mom left me, right? But
exactly,
he wouldn't
exactly
know that leaving him was for him.
Exactly.
Right. So now she's back and she's saying, listen, I don't care how you see me. It doesn't change. I'm still your mother. And all of that was when I was younger, and I cannot afford to not be in your life. So all of a sudden, the dad, who was the good person who stayed back, is truly revealed for what he is, which is not really a good father.
The controlling person. Manipulator.
Yeah, so if you listen to this podcast, you might want to take a step back to find out the reasons why your mother or your father made the decision they made. That decision that to you is unthinkable and despicable might have been made in your favor.
Right. So, you know, that's so funny because, go ahead.
No, so if you don't have that conversation with them or hear from somebody who maybe like an aunt, someone older that knows the situation in detail, and you still have to be careful with that because people do like to change narratives when they're telling stories.
Yeah.
Hello.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Unless that is had, whatever notion you think is true, whatever gossip anybody else might have told you, whatever assumptions you've made, they are assumptions, and the fact is the fact, whether or not you know it or whether or not you agree with it. The truth is the truth. So take a step back. Be mad at them for making the decision, but be open enough and empathetic enough to have the conversation or to at least hear their side.
Yeah. So true. It's so funny that you said you just shared that story, because I was going to say that an important thing when trying to, would I say, find this resolution, at least to relationships, and to create that ground where you can now completely forgive, or at least heal the relationship, is that you have to make sure that you're getting the information from the actual source. So that you can speak to dad and you can speak to mom, because a lot of times, especially if it's a separated relationship, chances are mom's bitterness and bias is going to paint daddy to be more of a monster than he actually is, and vice versa, you know. So it's important. And you know, when you're even having the conversation, well, this is something I do personally. As soon as maybe I'm talking to mom and she's saying this, I'm talking to dad, I immediately say, can you please? I don't want you to mention her. I don't, you know, I try to make sure, keep this centered around you and me. Don't tell me, oh, you understand what I mean? Make sure that that's done so I can get the story. I can get authentically your side without you trying to paint the other person bad or anything like that, you know? And it's so funny because it sucks that sometimes it takes them to be getting older and realize that, oh, very soon they are gonna need someone to be cleaning that butt, you know, for them. So then they now want to now start owning up to certain things and apologizing for certain things. You know, I'm like, you could have done this when I was, when I was 10 or when I was 20. You know, you could have done this then. Why are we doing it now, you know?
Yeah. Yes, no, I agree. And the truth of the matter is there are some that would even go to the grave without ever acknowledging that they did wrong. So that's a whole nother conversation on its own. But if you feel like your parents have wronged you, don't try to hold on to that bitterness and anger. If you feel like they've made a mistake, or whether or not they admit it, just try to look on the bright side. Okay, I am here today because these people got me here, or they had me, or they gave birth to me. And just look at it like your story could have been worse. Maybe you couldn't have been here to even tell your story. How about that? People have made decisions where their children ended up dying, losing their lives, but right. you were not that person.
Right.
So just look on the bright side when you think about your parents and the decisions that they made or didn't make right. for you. And don't compare yourself to other children who appear to come from homes where their parents are the best of the best. Yeah, where you think they've made the right. Because even if your parents are together, they could still make bad decisions for you.
Parents still
force people to get married and they're together.
Of course.
Parents still give their children low self-esteem and they're still together. Parents still, you know, make their children materialistic and, you know, kind of void of the content of the character that would make them who they would be tomorrow. And the parents are together, right? So
exactly.
It's not about parents even being together. And when we talk about parents, you know, offending us, it could range from things like not giving us the tools to live a good life to things like just backing us up when we are wrong and not making us see consequences for, you know, actions, or just, you know, flat out abandoning us. Sometimes we feel abandoned when we can't run to them. For certain things, we can't talk to them. Some mothers are so strict with their daughters when it comes to boys and sex and this and that, that the girls end up running to friends for advice and they make a mistake. That's something I would be mad at my mom at if she was a mom that wouldn't try to help me, knowing that I was a girl and she knew better. So when we talk about forgiving your parents, it's not, they don't have to like do the worst thing in life.
Right.
It could be the basic thing, just shielding you from boys, not letting you know that if you had sex, you would be pregnant. Instead, lying to you, don't do this, don't do that. And it's not true, right? Because there's an age that a girl would get to that the conversation genuinely has to be had. So I could be mad at my mom for, listen, why would you not just tell me that this is what sex was and I could get pregnant? Why would you be deceiving me that, you know? So it could just depend on the individual and the depth of the offense.
Right.
And that could affect how you feel. So my take on this is forgive your parents because it helps you. If you can have conversations with them, it would be better. But if your parents are those kind of parents that would not allow you to have the conversations with them, try to sneak the conversation in. Don't prepare them and say, "Mommy, I really want to talk to you today at 5 p.m. about my childhood." No, they are already defensive. Just have the conversation when it happens, like with the flow of things, and don't have all the conversations all at once. Pick the one thing that you can attack in that moment that they would respond without even realizing that your therapy has started, that your healing has just started.
Right.
I remember just springing up something on my mom one time and saying, "Oh, you know, why didn't you, what was the question? I was like, just, you know, how did this happen? Why didn't you step up more in this particular area?
In this regard,
Yeah, like after the divorce." And she was like, "You know what? I was so young and I was letting people decide for me."
For me, right.
You see what I'm saying? So just that statement alone, to me, was an acknowledgement of a little area where she flopped, where she failed.
Right.
I would never use the word fail.
Fail.
In the same sentence. But my point is where she fell short or where she fell.
Right.
She didn't. You know what I'm saying? Like it was like, "Oh, I was young. I was letting people decide for me." So even with that statement, she already made me know that it means what she has really said is, if I know now if I knew then what I know now, I would not have made those decisions. What more of accountability and just humility would you get? Like, can you get other than a parent saying, I wasn't doing it in my own capacity. The people who I looked up to and I trusted, they were the ones who made those decisions, and I kind of went with it because I trusted them.
Right.
You see what
right.
I'm saying? So, right. so back right. to the point of this is what your mom knows. And you have to think about it. I'm in my early 30s. My parents divorced when my mom was like around that age, like that 30 years old age. So imagine being a divorcee with like 5 or 6 children. How right. overwhelmed it would be for you in exactly. a country like Africa. Right? Exactly. How overwhelming it would be for you.
Exactly.
So, but now I'm here thinking, oh, as a mother, why would you not take all your kids to? But in reality, how big of a house are you going to put 6 children on yourself? You know
exactly.
what I'm saying?
Exactly.
When your husband was the primary provider and now provider. You guys are no longer together. So,
exactly.
and the list goes on and on. So, that's what I got, Tayo.
Exactly. You're so right. I think one big thing that I'm taking away from this is making sure that as we're trying to find resolution or, you know, I don't know what it is. I don't know why, you know, for me at least, and for you, I know that the reason that we want to even have these conversations or we had these conversations with parents was so that we're, you know, we find our own resolution and we're at mm-hmm. peace within ourselves and we can mm-hmm. completely forgive. So if you're out there and that's what you're looking for, I think the biggest thing is to have empathy and kind of look at it from their side. My mother, when she had my brother, was 23, and when she had me, she was 25. Mm-hmm. So, you know, their marriages started much earlier those mm-hmm. days. I think about it. Now I'm older than the age she was at, but
exactly.
I'm still
already
trying to figure things
kids.
Out. Exactly. She already had 2 kids. I'm still trying to figure things out. I'm still trying to figure things out just for myself. So imagine when you have kids as well to mm-hmm. try to. So it's like it's not easy at all. In fact, I don't even know why there should be any pressure on anyone because of their age to already have it all together. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Because they didn't and they tried to have it all together. But they couldn't, you know, and that's the society they lived in. You know, for my mom, it was a little horrible because I constantly watched her be shamed day in, day out because she was now separated. You know what I mean? So the shame always came to her. It was always her that people talked about. People in church talked about her. People from her mother's church talked about her. This. And it was just horrible. So imagine you're trying to just protect your own sanity. Mm-hmm. You're dealing with your own trying to protect this child. So literally you're now raising the child with all of that aggression that you're yep. having to, you know what I mean? And so yep. that's all you can give. So I think that's the biggest thing we have to do for each other is have empathy. Everyone goes into marriages and they go into, you know, they go into the raising kids and all of that. They go in with this fantasy idea of, oh, I'm going to be married. I'm going to have kids. I'm going to have the happiest life. But it never really turns out like that for everybody. So,
that's
you know,
correct.
Exactly. So let's be as empathetic as can be when we're approaching our parents with these things, because they did the best they could with the information they had at the time.
That is correct. That's a perfect ending to this, Tayo. You nailed it.
Yes, ma'am. You did too.
All right, guys. Well, this has been the Escape to Self podcast with Jennifer Myra and Tayo Ishola. We can't wait to see you next time.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Toodaloos.